yeah, again, Wolf Show is always a pleasure, a delight to be here in your midst and to bring to you the glad tidings once again to remind you that there's a God with whom we all have to do. And as I was just sharing with a gentleman just a moment or two ago, he's a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, three persons. Father sent his Son into the world because he loved the world. And his Son came and lived and loved and died, rose again from the dead in order that we might be saved. And the Holy Spirit of God, of course, well, he comes and he applies these things to us through the preaching of the gospel so that we understand them and yet we're able to believe, trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for salvation. So the good news, glad tidings, and of course, well, the for sinners, that's the only qualification, don't you know? You have to be a sinner, you know, and if you're one of these, you know, that denies that you are a sinner, well then, I guess that would exclude you, but you know, the Bible does say, God does say that that's what we all are. He said that all have sinned and come short of His glory, the glorious standard that is, that He set for humankind. Yeah, a bit more volume, eh? How's that? Are there? Okay? Thank you. So that's the good news, you know, that sinners, that's what we all are. Yourself, myself included. Not excluded, the one common denominator that binds us all together as a human race, we're all sinners. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Our blame, take and lift the curse and the wrath of God from off of us and set us free and liberate us. Good news, glad tidings, a way out of the bondage of sin and its misery that it brings upon us. Make us happy for time and for eternity. Religion, of course, well, religion doesn't do that for you. Not religion you need, it's resurrection, regeneration. It's not religion, it's a person, Jesus, Son of God, the mighty, almighty Son of God, sent down and into this world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, but His Son so loved the world that He came, that He sent down into this world, this sin-cursed world, and took the curse, the wrath that lies upon mankind, upon Himself, in order that we might be saved. Salvation, Walsall, salvation is what the Bible's about, beginning to end. Salvation is what we are about here today, declaring the salvation of God. It's freely set before you, freely offered to you. The free love of God, the free justification of God, freely, freely offered to you, freely take, freely receive, and it becomes yours for time and for eternity. So listen up, all soul sinners. We have Bibles, we have New Testaments. I got this here Gospel of John. If you'd like a copy of God's written word, read for yourself, see that these things are so, according to God's authoritative, faultless, infallible word. If you like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. Gladly, freely, place it to your hands. No cost, no obligation to you. And of course, if you have a question pertaining to these matters, feel free to ask away. And you like somebody to pray for you, then I'd be more than happy to do that for you also. How you doing, Mark? Are we saved yet? Saved? So, like I say, friends, like somebody to pray for you, more than happy to do that for you also. Pray for you, maybe that God would enlighten you, give you His Holy Spirit, cause you to be born again, cause you to be changed, transformed by His mighty power. God hears, God answers prayer. Unwell, sick, downcast, depressed, in trouble, for whatever reason. If you'd like somebody to pray for you, then I would be more than happy to do that for you also. Come here to help, point you in the right direction, point you to the infinite, exquisite, generous love of God. God so loved the world, this bad, bad, evil world, so loved it that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting, eternal life through Jesus Christ. So listen up to the Word of God for you also today. Taken from the New Testament, if you please, says here, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Jesus Christ, the second person of the blessed Holy Trinity, the Son of God, has come. Come where? Come down into this world. And come in the flesh, took our nature, became one of us, a man, the man Christ Jesus. And what did He come for? The Bible says He came into the world to save sinners, not to make you healthy, wealthy, prosperous. He came to save sinners, save a sinner like you. Big sinners, small sinners, rich sinners, poor sinners. All kinds of sinners, all stripes of sinners, He came. Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. And the Spirit says that He, those who confess this, that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, well, that's salvation. That's the truth, you see, according to God's Word. Came in the flesh, took our nature, and lived in this world, this sin-cursed world, rubbed shoulders with the evil, wicked men, and was taken by them and nailed to a cross. But that's what He came for. That's what He came for. He came to be nailed to that cross. That was His Father's will for Him, that He go to that cross, suffer, bleed, and die, so that we could be saved. The very means of our salvation, His mistreatment. And these evil, wicked men, these men who are ever and always trying to kill Him, and even as they were trying to kill Him before the time, He said to them, I speak these things to you, about the kingdom of God, that is, about repentance, about faith, about trusting in Him. I speak these things to you, He says, that you might be saved. Is that not love? And I come to you also, sinners, today, and I speak these things to you that you might be saved. Even though you're indifferent, although you're full of apathy and indifference and couldn't care less, nothing to you that the Son of God should come into this world, take flesh, bleed, and die, and rise again from the dead, that you might be saved, but nothing to you. And still yet we speak these things to you that you might be saved, that God might give you what you need, give you the repentance, give you the faith, give you the conviction, show you your sin, reveal your sin to you, because unless He does, you'll remain in your sin, you'll die in your sin, and go to the lost eternity, the damnation of hell. That's the end of your sin, that's the end of your unbelief. God has to reveal these things to you. But of course you could seek ye us saved. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. I'll tell you what to seek for. Seek for a broken heart because of your sin. Seek that. Pray to God. Call out to Him. Pray that He give you a broken heart for your sin. Cause you to see what your sin has done. Then you've offended God. You've offended His love. You've trampled all over His love all your life long. You sinned against His law. You sinned against His Son. You sinned against His Word. You sinned all your days long. Ask Him to show you these things, to give you a broken heart, not for the sins of the world, not for the sins of those who have offended you, but for your sin, your personal involvement in sin. Because it's deep, it's ingrained in you, it's in your DNA. It's the very fabric of your being. That's what you are, a piece of walking, breathing, talking sin. That's all that you are. And deserving of nothing. Nothing, I tell you, but the wrath of God. But here today He offers you His love. Said His Son into the world. Send His Son into the world that you might know His love. Experience it, that is. It's the love of God that we bring to you. Not here to bring a mess of religion to you. That's no good. There's no love in that. There's no power in that. There's no salvation in that. There's no life in that. These are the things that you need. Life and love and life and power. The Lord Jesus Christ, He who came in the flesh. Only He can give those to you. He is the light of the world. He is the life. The resurrection and the life. Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, took our nature, came, lived and loved and died, and rose again from the dead. In order that the love of God might be offered to you, a sinner, a wicked sinner, who's offended God and offended His love, and then His love can be offered to you. There's a way to it, there's a way into it. There's a way by which you can experience, you can be brought into the love of God. He is your Father. You don't get this in religion, folk, you know. You know, like Muhammad's religion, you know. Their false God, Allah, He wants you for a slave. You know, bare, cold, slave, you know, submission. That's all that He wants. There's no relationship there. In Mecca's religion, in Islam, there's no relationship with God there. You only find that in the Gospel. The Father who sent the Son into the world, and the Son who has come in the flesh, in order that you might be brought into this relationship. It's relationship that God wants with you. He wants your love. He wants to love you and you to love Him. He is your Father and you as your child. And it's for that reason that God sent His Son into the world. In order that men and women today, because Jesus Christ, Him crucified and risen, because He's done the business, He's done the work, He's done everything necessary. He's accomplished His Father's will, and that perfectly. And so now, the love of God, now, the Gospel, the glad tidings, the good news, can be offered to you, set before you here today in Walsall Town Centre. So Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Where did He come from? From the Father. Father sent His Son into the world. Listen up, the Word of God. Listen up. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. And this is the manifestation of God's love. That God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son into the world. That's the proof, that's the evidence of God's love. That's where Jesus came from. He came from the Father. He came from the Father. He came out of the bosom of the Father and became one of us, took our flesh, took our nature, became one of us, and lived in this world. He came from heaven and he's gone back there. And the Bible says that soon he's coming again from heaven. But not the way he came the first time. Oh, coming the next time, coming and coming soon, I tell you. Coming like a thief in the night, the Bible says. Suddenly, when you're least expecting it, peace and safety you'll see, and then sudden destruction will come upon you. Unless that is you believe, unless that is you repent, unless that is you come from your sin, unless that is you turn to Jesus Christ, unless He saves you, the Son of God. But coming and coming soon, coming to judge the world this time in righteousness, coming to judge you and I, appointed unto man once to die. After that, then comes the judgment. Then you stand before Judge Jesus, and he makes the judgment call. Bible says there's a man coming round. He's coming round and he's taking names. And he decides who to bless and who to blame. Who gets into heaven and who gets into hell. Jesus Christ is His name, the Sovereign Lord God. No other God but He, Jesus Christ. The only Savior, Mediator. Only one who can bring you to your right senses. Bring you to a right heart condition. A state of grace. Bring you to salvation. But this is what He came for. And where He came from, He came from the Father. Father loved the world and sent His Son. And His Son came in obedience from His Father. It was the Father's will that He come. The Father's will that He bleed and die on that cross. Shed His blood so that you can be washed and made clean, made whole. Made right with God. The righteousness of God. He, Jesus, spotless, sinless, Son of God, made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The righteousness of God's what you need, people of all soul. The righteousness of God, because yours is no good. Yours, God says, is like filthy rags in His sight. The very best, your very best effort, your righteousness is filthy rags, says God. You need a righteousness not of your own, God's righteousness. When you come to Jesus, you come with your sin, you come turning from your sin, you come bringing your sin to Him. He takes it away and He gives you His righteousness. When you come in faith, you come believing, you come trusting. He's able, willing to do this for you. Jesus Christ come in the flesh, came manifesting the love of God towards us, sinful men and women, towards us, towards you also, sinners, manifesting. Father sent His only Son into the world, His only begotten Son into the world. This is the evidence, this is the proof of the love of God toward you. That He sent His only begotten Son into the world and through Him that you might be saved. Sent Him that we might live through Him, that you might have life. Because there's no life apart from Him. All in existence. That's what you're born to. You're not born to life. You're conceived in sin. You're born in sin. And you come into the world in that state of misery. You come into the world whining and crying, and you go out the same way. Unless by the grace of God you're saved. Unless by the grace of God He puts life into your dead soul. But that's how you come into the world. You're born dead. Dead in trespasses and sins. Conceived in sin and born in sin and live in sin. In a state of death. All through your earthly existence. Then after 70 years, if the Lord permit, then you go out of the world in the same fashion, the same way that you come in, unless that is you've been born again. Unless you you've been born again, because except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God, cannot live a life apart from God in Jesus Christ. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, says Jesus. He is the life, Christ Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No one gets right with God. No one gets the life of God, the love of God. No one gets the grace of God, the salvation of God, without Christ. Only Christ sent into the world for this purpose, this reason. This is the manifestation of the love of God toward you, that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, that you might live through him. But you can't live through any other way. Life is in Christ. Life is in Jesus and in him alone. He's the author of it. He's the giver of it. You must go to him for it. So rise up. Go to Christ and he'll give you life. Go to him. I've come that they might have life, he said, and have it more abundantly. Is that you today, lost all sinners? Some of you have abundant life in your soul. It doesn't look that way. As I look around me, you look like dead men walking to me. You look like dead men walking to me. Don't see much life here in Walsall today. I've come, says Jesus, that they might have life and have it more abundantly. You're not willing to come to me, he says, that you might have life. There's life to be had. There's life to be found. Life abundant, life eternal, life everlasting. But there you are, dead, dead, dead. Not just a little bit dead. Completely, totally dead. In your trespasses and sins. Alienated from the life of God. But here's the good news, here's the glad tidings. And this was manifested, the love of God towards us. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. But you gotta come to him, you gotta go to him, you gotta trust in him, you gotta believe into him in order to get that life. You can't have it without Christ. Oh, many people, eh? Oh, I just wanna live, they say. Just wanna live. Young people, you know, I just wanna live my life to the full. Wanna swing the world by the tail, you know. So what happens? What happens in the end is the world swings them by the tail and then throws them into hell. Now, life, you want to live your life, then come to Christ. Go to Christ. Only through him can you live. Only through him can you have life. Coming to Christ. Come to him today. You may. I set it before you. Offer him to you. The gift of God. God so loved the world that he gave. Gave what? Gave his only begotten Son. God's love gift to the world. Gift of his Son. That whosoever takes him, believes in him. Whosoever confides in him. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Die in their sin, die eternally, everlastingly. That state of death, you know, in which you come into the world and carries on throughout your earthly existence. Then after 70 years, if the Lord wills, you breathe your last, you close your eyes in death, and you go out of this world. And that state of death, it continues on for all eternity. What the Bible means by everlasting death? The second death, the lake of fire. Hell's damnation. But God has manifested his love towards you in sending his only begotten Son into the world that you might live through him and live eternally, everlastingly, as opposed to everlasting eternal death. So choose you this day whom you will serve, whom you will trust in. Yourself, religion, the state, the government, politicians, what? Choose whom you will serve. What the end of you? the end of your unbelief, the end of your Christ-rejecting ways, the end of your rejection of God's love, your end, the lake of fire, the second death. Religion can't give you life. You got a town here, you got a nation now full of dead religion that's pouring into your country, into your nation day by day. More and more religion. Is it bringing life? Are they bringing life with them? I mean, ask yourself that question, you know? They're coming from places like the Middle East, and they're bringing their religion with them. Yeah? Are they coming here to bless you? Are they coming here to bring life to you? No, they're coming here to bring death to you. The same death that lies on them, they're bringing to you, and you're getting swallowed up by it. By death, I tell you, not life. That's the love of God. Why I tell you these things, why? To offend your religion? No, I tell you these things that you might escape the clutches of that religion. That you might escape the bondage. That you might get out of the slavery. That you might get out of that state of death that you're in. And it keeps you in. There's death in it. In man-made religion, all of it. Mecca's Rome. There's death in it. Death in the pot. Only Christ can give you life. Rise up and go to Him. He'll give you life. He'll give you light. He'll give you love. It's the love of God that I'm declaring to you, not religion. The love of God. That's what the world needs. It's the only thing that will bring peace to the world. It's the only thing that will change any man, any woman, any society, any bunch of people. It's the only thing that will change them. Take the violence, take the hatred out of their hearts. The love of God that changes and transforms and manifested in God sending His Son. God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son into the world that you might live life, a life of love and a love for life through Him, through Jesus, through Christ, but through Christ alone. No other. You must come to Him. You reject Him. You reject the love of God. Again. My time is that we have to tell you. We come back to you Monday after Monday, tell you again and again. But you go on in your rejecting ways. You reject Christ. Then you reject the love of God. You reject the light. You reject the life. You reject it all. There's nothing for you. Nothing left for you but the fearful looking for of judgment. Tell you these things, why? That you might know the love of God. Tell you these things, why? That you might escape the bondage, the death, that you might know the life of God in your soul. That's what Jesus means when He says that you must be born again, except a man be born again, not physically. Not physically, spiritually reborn. God coming and putting His life into your dead soul, making you alive for the first time in your earthly existence. God coming and putting His life into your soul and pouring His love into your heart by His Spirit. This is the love of God. This is the gospel, the glad tidings, the good news. But you must go to Christ for it. Only through Him can you live. So He came. Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. He's of God. And for what purpose did He come? Well, the Bible tells us that we have seen and to testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. To save this sin-cursed world. And that's what He's doing. And that's what He's going to do. The Bible says God so loved the world. He means His entire creation. He's going to make it new. He's going to make it all over again. It's a bad, bad world just now. It's been usurped. Sin has spoiled and ruined it. Man has done this. But God hasn't given up. He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth in which will dwell only righteousness. So Jesus Christ, His task given to Him of His Father is to save the world, and that's what He's going to do. That's what He's going to do. But for you to be part of it, the righteousness of God, the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwell in righteousness, only the righteous. How does a man get right? Righteous. How does a man get right with God? By being religious. That doesn't work. Religion tells you do and do. You can't, says God. You can't get right with God, sir, by religion. That doesn't work. You need the life. You need the life of Jesus, sir. You need the life of God in you. Religion doesn't cut it, lost soul sinners. Religion doesn't cut it. No. The righteousness of God is in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ the Lord. You come to Him, you come with your sin, He takes your sin away, and He gives you His righteousness, the righteousness of God, because He is God. And it's a gift of God. It's a gift of God. It's all a gift. Beginning to end, you can't work for it. That's why I say, that's why I denounce, that's why I cry against man-made religion. Because it's all do and do. They tell you what to do, you do this, you do that, you get right with God. God says, no, you don't. I have to give it to you. It's all gift. It starts with gift, it goes on with gift, and it finishes with gift. God giving. Unless God gives it to you. And no, He doesn't give it to everybody. But He gives it to some. He gives it to those who believe, those who come to His Son, as Jesus Christ. But it's all gift, it's all of grace. By grace are we saved through faith. Even that faith is a gift. Even the repentance that demands of us. Repent ye and believe the gospel, says the Son of God. Oh, but you say, I can't repent. Oh, but you say, I can't believe. Of course you can. He must give these things to you. Unless He does, unless He gives, you can't do anything. So forget about religion. That's just about what you do. Go to a mosque, a synagogue, a temple. They'll show you how to be religious, but that won't save you, that won't put life into you. That won't put the righteousness of God in you. That won't save you. That won't save you, that won't bring salvation to you. The Savior of the world, mankind. God has a love for the sinners of mankind. And the evidence, the manifestation of that love, the sending of His Son into the world to be the Savior of the world. That's what He came for. That's what He does. That's what He's doing still. All over the world, I tell you, men and women are coming and finding life and love and light and salvation in Jesus, in the Savior of the world. Make men and women new. Make the heavens and the earth new. That's what He does. Makes you new, takes away the old sin, and make you a new creature in Jesus Christ by the love of God. So come to Jesus. Come to the Savior, come today. Came for sinners, only for sinners, for the broken hearted, for the captives, those who are broken by sin, captivated by sin, oppressed by this sin, lives destroyed by sin. He came for sinners, not what you say. I'm not a sinner, well then it's not for you, I guess. But if you be a sinner like the rest of mankind, Jesus is looking for you. Jesus came for you, came to rescue you, came to pluck you as a brand from the burning, came to rescue you from that sin and to set you free, liberate you, break the chains, and put life into you, that through Him that you might live, and live everlastingly, eternally. Believing, faith in faith alone, in Christ alone. No other good enough to unlock the gates of heaven and let sinners in. But the moment a sinner who truly believes in Jesus, that moment from God, a pardon receives. Go to Jesus, go today, don't delay. Now is the time. Now is the accepted time, said God. Time and day of grace. Day when the grace of God has been declared amongst you. Now is the time, the only time you have. Now is the time to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest, says Jesus. Rest for your souls, that is. Peace with God, and the peace of God passes all understanding. Come today. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word? Check these things out also for yourself. Read and see that these things are so according to God's Word. The Bible, that's the only place you find God's Word, nowhere else. The written Word of God, the Holy Bible. It's called holy because it comes from a holy God, a sin-hating God. And He's given us a Bible that through that means and the preaching of it that you might come to know, to experience His great love, His generous love, that you might know His Son, Jesus Christ, and have life through Him. Would you like a copy of God's Word, the Bible, New Testament, this here Gospel of John? A good place, I always say, to begin reading the Bible. If you've never read it before, you'd like to have a copy of God's written Word, you come and ask for one. Gladly and freely placed into your hands. And if you have a question pertaining to these matters, ask away. I'd like somebody to pray for you then. I would be more than happy to do that for you also. May God bless you also.